Well, hunger-striking Palestinian prisoner who lapsed into a coma 2 days ago is now at immediate risk of death. Doctors at a medical center in Ashkelon, where Mohammed Alon is hospitalized, says that he's fighting for his life. Alon has been on hunger strike for more than 2 months now in protest against his prolonged detention without charge or trial. On Saturday, a protest rally was held in solidarity with Alon. Israeli forces fired rounds of live ammunition and tear gas to disperse the crowd in the Kfar Qadum near the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya. Dozens were injured. Several rallies have been staged in support of the hunger-striking Palestinian inmates since last week. Our correspondent in Ramallah, Mona Kandil, says Israel prefers to keep Alon behind bars to prevent other Palestinian prisoners from going on a hunger strike.
Palestinians are warning that Mohammed Alon could pass away any moment in Israeli jails. And that's why the Islamic Jihad movement here in occupied West Bank has warned from the consequences of the death of Mohammed Alon, as well as the Israelis are a little bit afraid that his death or if more deterioration in his health condition will definitely lead to a state of anger and to, renew forms of struggle against the Israelis, because now he doesn't, represent any kind of threat on the Israelis. However, the Israeli authorities say that if they accept to release Mohammed Alon and before him Sheikh Khadr Adnan, then they are as if saying every time a Palestinian administrative detainee decided to protest his illegal detention and decide to enter an open-ended hunger strike, then the Israeli authorities will accept to release him. As you know, more than 250 Palestinians are now incarcerated in Israeli jails as administrative detention, and 7,000 or less Palestinians are in Israeli jails. This is why the Israelis try to keep Mohammed Alon in jail, and they prefer in a way or another to force feed him, and if he passes away for them, it will be as if Mohammed Alon did not, achieve victory on the Israeli authorities.